So let's go ahead and start the demo and load up our OneNote. The first thing you'll notice when you load up OneNote in terms of the layout and format is that if you have ever used Microsoft Word, is that how similar both their layout is. You have the different font style options, as well as the font sizing, bulleting, and font coloring. You also have the features to bold, italicize, and underline. And you would change these settings the same way you would on Word. One thing you'll also notice is that there's no save button up top on the left here. And that's because OneNote saves all of your work automatically. So you don't ever have to worry about forgetting to save your work. But while many of these functions, such as typography and formatting, is the same, there are loads of other different features. Take, for example, the different components. You have notebooks, sections, and pages. Like any notebook, you have chapters, and in OneNote, they're called sections. Within each of those sections, you have pages. So the breakdown is notebooks to sections to pages, being able to have multiples of each, and being able to move them around, rename them, color code them to further categorize your notebook. You can also group these sections together. For each of the pages, as you can see, you can type anywhere on the page. A new text box is created each time and can be enlarged and minimalized. The text likewise can be formatted with a pop-up menu. And when a new page is created, you can move the pages left and right so that they can become a sub-page for further categorization. And once you have done that, a new tab will be created so that you can minimalize and collapse and expand those pages. So let's start with an example and have the notebook be about the subject Earth and Ocean Sciences. So I'm going to go ahead and rename this textbook, this notebook. I'm going to change the color to yellow. Okay. And since there's so many studies within Earth and Ocean Sciences, such as climatology, geography, hydrology, etc., I want to concentrate just on geology. So I'm going to make a section dedicated to geology. So I'm going to rename this section. And within the section, I want to have pages dedicated to rock formations. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and delete these text. Okay, and within rock formations, I want to have subpages for sedimentary, igneous and metamorphic rocks. So your layout's going to look a bit like this. So sedimentary rocks. Have one more page, move it to the right. This will be igneous rocks. And the final page will be metamorphic. So as you can see, you can expand and collapse your rock formation pages. So that's your layout. It's going to look a bit like this. Earth and Ocean Sciences as the notebooks, geology as the section, rock formation as the page, and then sedimentary, igneous, and metamorphic as sub-pages.